My name is Clara Lehman, and I live in Helvetia, West Virginia. My family owns the Hutte restaurant.
My name is Kara Vanek, and I'm a small farmer in Weston, West Virginia. I grow small fruits and herbs and make jams, jellies, and herbal teas.
My name is Ginger Dance, and I am a full-time professional artist in Fayetteville, West Virginia.
My name is Eddie Austin. I'm a woodworker and business owner in Hamlin, West Virginia.
My name is Brannon Ritterbush. I am the owner of Wild Art Wonderful Things in Fayetteville, West Virginia.
My name is Kelsey Boyd, and I am the owner and creator for Silver Market Co., located in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Hello, my name is Shane McManus, and I am a co-founder and member of the Greensboro, Pennsylvania Art Cooperative in Greensboro, Pennsylvania.
My name is Robert Villamagna, and I'm an artist living in Wheeling, West Virginia. This whole coronavirus thing is, I don't know, like everybody else, they probably feel like they're living in the middle of a Twilight Zone episode.
I haven't obviously seen nearly any foot traffic, which is to be expected. And honestly, part of me is super glad for that because it means people are taking this seriously and staying the heck home.
But as far as business goes, I think it's going to be really, really hard on everyone. And I'm not sure how we're going to manage to come out of this. Hopefully, you know, this does give us an opportunity to kind of test run our barter economy, and maybe we'll encourage more people to produce more than they consume. I don't know.
Our wholesale orders have slowed because brick and mortar sales are down, but we are continuing to sell online.
And that brings us into what we're doing to survive the coronavirus. We are making art.
I'm definitely concerned at this point, but not panicking yet. So far, I've been getting a little too obsessive about reading and preparing for everything. So my studio time has been significantly reduced in the last week or two, but I'm hoping to find that equilibrium and get back in the studio producing on a regular basis.
Right now, I keep trying to stay focused, trying to make new work, regardless of the fact that that work's going anywhere and may not for a long time. But I'm just keep making it, and I think it's more important now than ever for me to put in studio time.
As far as professionally, things haven't really changed for me. I'm actually quite good at shutting myself in my wood shop and finishing my day. I am worried about business a little bit, because I feel like this is maybe time when people aren't going to be spending as much money. But I am hopeful, and we will push through this crisis.
I've already implemented some alternative plans for my income. I've been selling quite a bit more of kombucha as of late, and so I've been currently offering curbside pickup kombucha. People can still support us by purchasing gift cards, for sure, is one awesome way to do that. We are still trying to survive, and this is a scary time for small business owners. I just encourage people to support us how they can, even if that's just being sharing our posts on social media, helping us to stay relevant.
I think for a lot of businesses, we struggle, especially in areas like this, in rural areas, that we're afraid of becoming irrelevant. And being shut down for a month, 2 months is kind of scary for people.
So I have a small farm stand, which is a kind of pay what you can afford farm stand. And I've put some aloe plants out there so people can get those and maybe make their own hand sanitizer.
Put the screwdriver away. I know this is so mundane, but hey, I'll just record everything. Talk to myself. That's one thing I think that everybody is kind of needing right now is the mundane. Like, we all want normal, and
Our brains are whirling and cloudy, and the mundane is getting a rosti or getting a sauerbraten dinner or fixing a doorknob.
Last week, we started watching Lord of the Rings, the three movies, and Gandalf's words to a terrified Frodo really rang true. And I'm just paraphrasing here, but we don't get to choose the times that we live in, but what's important is how we use the time that we have. So I try to cling to that as a reminder that there are no guarantees and we just have to live in the moment and do the best we can.
My advice for local businesses or artists in West Virginia is to do whatever you can to keep putting one foot forward, to think about the present. What can I do today and not get too discouraged about what tomorrow looks like? I think that people in West Virginia are very resilient. They show a lot of grit, and I think that we'll survive.
There's no more needing population than that of rural Appalachia, so we really hope everyone stays safe out there and stays positive. Make sure that nobody is worried or afraid of their safety, because we are all here to protect and help each other.
Hey, hang in there. And if you're an artist wannabe, go make your work regardless. Just try to find some time in the day to make work and share it with your friends. Okay? All right, have a great day.
I think that's about it. I'm walking through the meadow now, which is where we hold our fair in September. Hopefully this madness will be over by then so that you can come see us folk dance and yodel and sing and all that good stuff. And there's the bells.